I have to say, this is harder the second time. I feel like I should be reviewing what I talked about yesterday, state my objective for today's lesson, and tell you what will be taught tomorrow. You see, I'm a fourth grade teacher, and I can tell you that this would be much easier if you guys were 9 and 10 years old. So just pretend, okay? When Rich asked me to do this, I just kept thinking, I'm the most boring person in the world, and I have nothing exciting to share. But then God gently reminded me that it's not about me, it's about Him. So I came to know Christ at the age of 12, and I was the first one saved in my family. About 6 months later, my parents came to know Christ and my brother. Shortly after that, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins. We had a complete revival. And a public school teacher led me to the Lord, and I think that might be one of the reasons I went into teaching. Besides being a teacher, my only other claim to fame is that I am Tim Clark's wife and Spencer, Stephanie, and Sarah's mom. Isn't it awesome how God takes care of us, and sometimes we don't even realize it until years later? I believe that God gave me Tim Clark, and he is one of the best blessings in my life. I love Tim Clark so much, and I praise the Lord for him. I know that he's probably the only man in the world that could live with me. And if you know him very well, you know that he's not happy with this kind of praise, because he likes to be in the background. My children are a blessing to me as well. They hold me accountable. They challenge me. And I'm so proud of all three of them. They walk with the Lord. I know that that could change, but by His grace, they're walking with God right now and don't stop. And I just found out that both my daughters are going to be junior marshals at their colleges. I'm very proud. And I am bragging on my family, but please know that the glory goes to the Lord. Some of you might be wondering if I'll mention the illness that I went through about 7 years ago now. And if you weren't here during that time and you're curious, see me later. I prefer not to go into that other than to say that this church family carried us during that time. And I am still to this day learning of the love and kindnesses that was extended to us. And your love and faithfulness to him was certainly our blessing. I've written and rewritten this little part of my speech. And, you know, you do this in the first service, then you sit down and you think, they're going to leave thinking, what is she involved in? I've struggled with something for several years. And God has been after me for that many years. And just when I think I've given it to him, it rears its ugly head again. And I'm not going to lie, it probably will again, because I'm just that hard-headed. I don't want to share with you what that struggle is, but I want to tell you two things that I've recently learned. God is in control. Now, I know I've shared with you I've been saved since I was 12, and you might think, you've been saved a long time and you're just now realizing that God is in control. No, but I heard something recently that struck a chord with me. I listen to Erwin Lutzer every morning on my hour drive to work, and he said something that got a hold of me. When we can't let go of something, such as a past hurt, an offense, someone not forgiving us because we've hurt them, whatever, an illness that you went through, something that you just have a hard time letting go of. It's as if we are elbowing God out of the way. Out of my way. I've got this. That scared me. Because I don't want to be that person. I don't want to elbow God out of my way. I know that sounds simple, but I do really well with word pictures. I've been elbowing God out of my way and telling him, I've got this. And, you know, I just don't want to do that anymore. Secondly, think of the worst thing that you've ever been through. A difficulty, a hurt, whatever. God is going to make it up to you. Now, when I first heard that, I was kind of taken back and I thought, God's not obligated, because, you know, you think when you owe someone, you feel obligated to make something up to them. It's not like that with God. He is one day going to wipe away all the pain, all the hurts, all the tears. He is building us mansions to look forward to. God is so good to us. I pray that in some way you've been encouraged, and remember Micah 6:8. He requires three things of us: to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Thank you.